can get messy in the messosphere. So tonight, I want to talk to you in relation to what I've titled Captured Frequencies. Captured Frequencies. Amen. Looking back a little bit, let me give you the definition of what the mesosphere means. This sphere is characterized by a rapid decrease in temperature. This region is subject to strong seasonal variations of temperature at high altitudes. In other words, in this sphere, there's a lot of variation. You know, sometimes it's like the body. You know, the body doesn't always feel its best. Sometimes you just wake up maybe after a long day and you don't feel so well. Some days you wake up and it's like, you know, you're ready to conquer the world. How many know what I'm talking about? The body, variations. You know, the more you physically work the body in that, the less days you have that are, you know, difficult and contrary, you know, as you discipline the body. But it's subject to a lot of variation. Sometimes food you eat, how late you eat, whether you eat, sodas. Come on. Child, I had a terrible dream last night. What'd you eat? I had a whole pizza before I went to bed. Pepperoni. Okay, that's probably why you had that terrible dream. But variations, a lot of variations of temperatures at this high altitude, which is interesting. A lot of variation of temperature. One of the things about this sphere is that there's a rapid decrease in temperature. And that's important to know. You know, sometimes, I'll just say it this way, sometimes you don't feel God's presence like you do other times. And to a child of God, you know, a child, until they grow and they learn, they want mommy. You know, they want mommy's presence. And if mommy ain't there, you got trouble. You know, like the first day of school. Yeah, you know, but there's an adjustment. But as they grow, they begin to, you know, be able to function outside of mom's presence, because they know mom is still there. She's just not in my presence. Well, in this particular sphere, there's a rapid decrease in temperature. I liken that to, there are sometimes in this sphere, you may be facing some things and you don't feel the anointing. You may not feel even, you know, and I'm talking about feeling, you know, the senses, because we're bombarded relentlessly with frequencies and things from our senses. Anywhere you turn, billboards. You know, you go into a group of people, just listen as you're walking through somewhere in conversation. You know, television, magazines, everything is always bombarding out of this environment, bombarding or seeking to bombard you through your senses. And so there's a lot of variation. You know, we come together like this and we sing songs and, you know, you sense the presence of the Lord and, you know, the peace of God. And, you know, sometimes, I can't speak for everybody, but sometimes when I enter into the sanctuary, it's like David, I was glad. You know, you've been fighting bears and lions out there and you get among the saints and you start singing songs. It's like the chains break, you know, you see clearly. Amen. So there in this sphere, there are a number, or it's characterized by a rapid decrease in temperature. Tell somebody, God hadn't left you. As a matter of fact, there are trials and tests that God will allow to come your way, but he won't allow them right away because he knows you're not ready. But when he knows that you're ready, and this is a characteristic of God, because he's always working all things in your behalf. Whether they feel good or not, God will work them. Because he too is relentless about perfecting his bride. Amen. So understand that. That's why we always approach situations from a place of rest. Tell somebody, God's always in control. Listen, even when you mess up, it's not like heaven, you know, the lights went out in heaven. Or, you know, God is panicking now. No, he's always in control. And it's not that we choose to mess up, but you will mess up. You'll miss the mark. You'll fall short sometime. But that's not a time to, you know, start panicking and losing it, but to stay at a place of rest. When we start to master that, we are challenged in this mesosphere with this because there's a lot of variation. Yesterday, they cried, Hosanna, Hosanna. Today, they say, and kill the brother. Now, if you were just caught up in Hosanna, Hosanna today, you lose it. But it's a lot of variation. And so it takes a consecration. It takes a focus. And I'm going to talk to you tonight about captured frequency because now you've entered into the place where frequencies are flying everywhere. Yeah, I turned that radio on. I don't have my boombox with me today, but I turned that boombox on. And you heard all the frequencies that are going through here, and we just listened to about three of them. And so now your boombox, your spirit, in this mesosphere, as we approach the thermosphere and the exosphere, there's a lot of stuff that comes at you. Now, we looked at the form of godliness. You know, the temptation, and hear this clearly, the temptation to become hypocritical, to fake it till you make it, is right there in the mesosphere. You know, people start faking. They learn the Christianese. They don't understand. They learn the Christianese and they start capturing frequencies that cause pretense. It's not really their heart. They'll mistreat you and then pretend like everything's okay or act like everything's okay. They harbor unforgiveness in the heart, but they'll smile in your face and shake your hand. Okay, see, we want to deal with all that foolishness. Amen. Deal with it. I mean, for real. Someone told me, I was meeting with them today, and they said, you know, from Sunday, they said, you know, I went on and made that phone call. You know, because I said, sometimes you need to call someone. You need to get a hold of somebody and apologize or whatever. And they said, they did it, and they got free from it. And I had to be honest. I said, you know, I made a phone call too. Amen. None of us are above this. What it is here, we want to get in touch with being for real. I mean, having it to the bone. Tell somebody, no more pretense. No more faking it. You know, for the sake of keeping face. Now, I'm not saying that we hang out laundry and everybody knows. That's not what I'm talking about. Some people don't. You definitely don't want in your business. Say amen. Amen. You know, so don't be, well, you know, I just speak I say what I feel. Some stuff you need to not say. Amen. There are some things that are better off not said, except in your prayer closet before God, where you are transparent and honest. Lord, I missed that. I've been stubborn. Thank you for that. One amen over here and a head shake. Then a clap real late, but it was late. It was a clap nonetheless. Come on. These are things, see, these are things that we want to deal with in our personal life. I mean, I want a clean slate before God. I don't want anything hindering my prayer life, amen, or praying for others so they get their breakthroughs. I won't be harboring a bunch of stuff that, you know, that keeps you earthbound or keeps you confused or keeps you up one day and down the next. We got to pass through this sphere. Amen. But we got to we got to subdue it. There are things in this spirit we must subdue. And so if you're like that, you know, up and down, sometimes faithful, and then sometimes you ain't going. I heard a wild horse that couldn't pull you out. You know, you're happy today and then depressed tomorrow, sitting in a dark room eating ice cream. Want to die, but you're afraid to kill yourself. No, I don't want to go there. You're just afraid. Can't go. Then the next day, all of a sudden, you're okay again. See, we got that variation is there. All that stuff is there. Someone encourage you, and you're ready to, you know, run through a troop. Then somebody say something about you. Now you ain't got no energy. Lost your vision. Ready to quit and throw in the towel. All that stuff is in that sphere. Variations, and it gets cold. And it seems like, well, Lord, where are you? The Lord is saying, I've already equipped you. I've taught you. And now I want you to stand on your two feet and make some decisions. I want you to capture certain frequencies, because we see here, like I said, there's the form of godliness. Iniquity is abounding. So what can happen here when you're not feeling the warm fuzzies, when people aren't talking to you like you're their child. Did you catch that? When people ain't talking to you like your mama talks to you. Okay, now you all upset. Now you can't go forward. But see, here is where you have to take a stand. Because you're not going to always feel it. You got to go with what you know. Now, the Lord, I know you taught me this back there. It don't seem like I'm hearing much from you right now. And that's orchestrated by God. Where you won't always hear, even though you know what to do. And sometimes God is saying simply to you, do what you know. Do what I've taught you to do. He's training you to get, cause I'm telling you, when we get to the exosphere, it's going to be a whole nother world. But here is where we get challenged. One, you get challenged to be theatrical or hypocritical. Now, be honest with God. Here, settle the score with God. If there are people you need to apologize to, let go of your ego. Let ego. Ego stands for something. Anybody know what that stands for? Okay, who is that? Okay, good. Easing God out. That's what it stands for. Easing God out. Ego, where you won't bend. You're not pliable. It's ego, your way or no way. But see, here is where God starts to make you pliable. And you're going to see in the next couple of spheres, he's going to make your heart soft. Again, because there's no rule without rest. We can do stuff because we have gifts. You know, we can hammer stuff out, but you'll still, let me say this way, you'll still stay small and have only a measured impact when you are working it out yourself because you got a gift. But when you yield to God and you yield your gift to the Lord, providence starts working.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.